Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fascinating development has happened in science when it comes to peanut allergies. And it was such a simple change in advice that had a dramatic, really positive effect. So until 2015, and for decades, doctors had recommended delaying feeding children peanuts and anything likely to trigger allergies until age 3. In 2015, King's College London published a groundbreaking trial that said instead of waiting to introduce your kids to things they might be allergic to, introduce those things early on. And in 2015, doctors completely flipped it. They changed it to say, yeah, if you think your kid might be allergic to something, introduce it to them earlier. And holy cow, did that make a difference in terms of the kids of peanut allergies. 60,000 kids have avoided peanut allergies since that advice was given out.
That's insane.
And it's when you think about percentages, because peanut allergies are just so common. So researchers found that peanut allergies in kids ages 0 to 3 declined by more than 27% after that guidance was first issued in 2015, and by more than 40% after the recommendations were expanded in 2017. What they said is that that effort has not reduced an overall increase in food allergies in the U.S. in recent years. About 8% of children are affected, including more than 2% with a peanut allergy. But give it more time.
Yeah.
And then you ask, and then I ask the logical question, well, do we need to be doing this with other things that kids become allergic to, like dairy or whatever else?
My kids were both formula fed, didn't affect Henry this way, but it did Finn. It was lactose intolerant, and Katie is also lactose intolerant, but Finn just powered through it. And I'm not saying this is true of everybody, but I've been curious about this. He just kind of powered through it. He's like, I don't care if that it hurts my stomach. I'm eating pizza. I'm not taking, and it was like, well, just take your pill and you can eat it. No, right. I don't want to take a pill. I'll just power through it. And he did, and now is no longer lactose intolerant. Now he can drink milk. We used to have almond milk. He doesn't drink it. He drinks regular milk and eats pizza and has no problem with it. I think maybe allergies can come and go.
They do. There are some allergies that you do, that some people just develop later in life that they never had before.
I've always wondered, though, if it's him forcing himself.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know why I brought up the formula thing, because it's not obviously, but my point was Finn has it, and it's not like he could have gotten that somehow through Katie. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. And so here's the other stat in this. They showed that this was in the original study. Introducing peanut products in infancy reduced the future risk of developing food allergies, not just peanut allergies, but food allergies by more than 80%. Holy smokes. Wow. Give your kids peanuts or peanut butter or something with.
Don't do it before they're three.
Yeah. Do it like you know, you give the dog peanut butter on a spoon. Yep. Like, do that with your little kids.
Yeah.
And it'll help dramatically.
80%. It's crazy.
Okay, so what else are kids allergic to? What are the most common things for kids to be allergic to besides peanuts?
Peanuts, that, I guess, dairy.
Dairy, like milk?
Yeah.
And not outdoor allergies, because I feel like that's a different thing. But what other things do they consume that this could be tried on now? Because it's told them a lot about
eggs,
the human body.
Tree nuts. Oh, tree nuts are big.
Oh, yeah.
Because you buy stuff now, it'd be like cookies. And it was like, this was produced in a factory that had other things that contained tree nuts. Soy, wheat, fish, shellfish.
Oh, shellfish is a big one. Oh, God, but do you want to be giving your kids shrimp at the age of 2?
It's okay. You know what? You shouldn't be eating those things anyway.
But I know a lot of people that have shellfish allergies. Yeah, that's a big one.
Pollen, dust mites, mold, pet dander. There was a study. I don't know if it's the same one as the King's College one, but there was a study that found that kids that are raised in houses with dogs have less allergies growing up. And the reason why is because the dogs are always licking them and exposing them to different horrible things that the kids then learn to deal with.
It plays out. They said, this was out of CBS News, there's a new study that has current guidance that's updated that came out in 2021. It calls for introducing peanuts and other major food allergens between the ages of 4 and 6 months. Without prior screening or testing, talk to your doctor about any questions. But they said it doesn't have to be a lot of it. It can be a little bit of peanut butter or a little bit of milk-based yogurt or soy-based yogurt or tree butters or whatever. And so just a little bit of exposure can
early
help.
On can help. Huh.
Wow.
Originally the advice was don't give your kids peanut butter.
Or anything you think they might
anything
end up being
they might
allergic,
be allergic to.
Until after the age of 3.
And now the advice is give it to them.
And in 2015, they did that study. That was where that 80% number came out.
Right.
Whoever had the idea to flip it.
Right.
And said, no, actually, let's give the kids peanut butter now.
Well, it's counterintuitive because usually you'd want to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then they were like, no, they don't really develop these allergies until they're over 3 years old. So I was just thinking, what other advice did you get, if you're a parent, did you get with kids years ago that no longer applies?
Or that's good. 913-586-7798.
Because we've had those fights. You know, me and Katie have had those fights raising our kids with, you know, our parents telling us, oh, well, no, you're supposed to put babies to sleep on their stomachs.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not how it works now. They say you should let them sleep on their backs. It's called back to sleep. That's the way you remember it.
All the concerns about SIDS.
Yeah, because it reduces SIDS. Tummy sleep is a big no-no because they can't turn their heads and they can suffocate easily. Rubbing whiskey on the gums was a thing back in the day. Now you're not supposed to let your kids drink until they're like 7 years old, apparently. I don't know. Give honey to soothe the cough. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do that.
That's fine as an adult, but for children, it can cause like floppy baby syndrome.
What is
it's botulism, basically, and it's a hard no. Like they cannot process honey, and kids can die from, I'm not going to look it up because it's horrifying, but it's a syndrome called floppy baby syndrome that can get from eating honey.
Okay.
All right, 913-586-7798.
Yeah, like the big thing for us is like don't swim until 30 minutes after a meal. It's not necessary. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You're not going to cramp up. No. Yeah. There was always that worry that you were going to get it or throw up
behind
or something.
Behind a lot of that stuff, there's also either there's parents lying to try to, they don't want you to go back into the pool or they want to leave. So it's like, oh, you ate. So look, the pool's closing in 15 minutes. So we need to leave because whatever.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to stay out of the pool long enough that you get bored and we can leave. I feel like that's probably what that was.
Yeah, a little self.
What else is it? You don't swallow your gum. It'll stay in your stomach for seven years.
Yeah, it'll stay there. I think my mom told me at one point.
It'll never dissolve?
It'll always be there.
Okay, so
it'll never go
somehow
away.
Somehow something you ate is just still in your small intestine.
Well, is that the worst thing
later?
In the world? If
that's not really how
that's
it
how
works.
It goes.
Let's see. Secondhand smoke from the Doug's line. Secondhand smoke isn't that big of a deal. Yeah, no, it's a huge deal, especially with babies. It's been shown to show an increase in sudden infant death syndrome, ear infections, asthma, all of that stuff.
Here's the other thing I've noticed about friends of mine who are parents in terms of, I was a really picky eater as a kid.
Yeah.
And now I'm not, but that didn't come until like my 20s when I started to travel. And I have some friends whose kids are absolutely will eat anything, not picky eaters. And it's because they introduced their kids to fish and sushi and like all this stuff when they were young. Huh. And so, and they liked it. Like before they went, at some point kids go through where they hate everything except mac and cheese phase. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of that, when they're not in that phase and you introduce them to things they might not normally eat, they will like it because they don't know that they're supposed to hate it.
Oh, okay.
And then they're not picky eaters as much.
That's a good idea. See, the problem we have is Katie and I are both really picky eaters.
Yes.
So, yeah. Baby walkers from the text line. Baby walkers learn to help them walk. Now we know that. I didn't know this. So it must be recent. It delays walking. Plus, there's tons of injuries, and many countries have banned them.
Why have they banned them? Does it make kids fall like they?
My guess is because what we're talking about, if you don't know, is the little thing you put them in with the circle around them, and they can walk and bump into walls and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm guessing that the injuries come from parents like not baby-proofing, like putting them
not watching
in
them.
It, they'll be at the top of the stairs and not yeah. watching them, and then they fall down the stairs. Whereas if they were crawling, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be as dramatic of a fall.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or they can now reach stuff that you weren't prepared for them to be able to reach.
Mm-hmm. I also wonder about advice about when to potty train and what, like, I wonder at what point kids are supposed to hit all those benchmarks and at what point you worry about it. Mm. You know, like if they're not potty trained by a certain age, okay, that's fine. But then if we hit a certain age, what's really bad? Or same thing with speech. There are some kids that don't talk until later. And at what point is that a concern? Or is it just okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. 913-586-7798. Let's go to the phones about allergies. So this originally started is we were talking about how peanut allergies are decreasing because people are giving their kids peanut butter and peanuts under the age of three. Let's go to Jenny in KC. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, I was a 60s baby, so obviously I'm considered old nowadays, even though I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And when I was listening to like this study and now the study that came in about introducing, we always did that.
Really?
My mom, my grandmother, I mean, all of us, when my kids were little, when they were babies, you know, even things like, oh, I had a little coffee, you know, with creamer in it, put it on there, you know, give them a little bit, or peanut butter, just a tiny little bit, you know, and their little mouths were moving and stuff because they don't have teeth. But it was just something that we did. And none of us had any. And back then, our friends and everybody, we just exposed our kids when they were little babies.
Yeah, I mean, it is, like I said earlier, it's kind of counterintuitive because once you find out about something that could kill your kid, you want to avoid that thing,
right,
obviously, as much as possible. And back then, in earlier times, in the 60s even, people didn't know about it. Like, you
right.
just didn't hear about it.
Right.
There weren't.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing as immunizations. A lot of people don't believe in those.
Right.
But immunization is exposing people
yes.
to a little bit of something, and you build immunity.
Right. Your body learns to deal with it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To yeah. adjust to and accept that, whatever it is, foreign thing. But I just, it made me just smile and made me laugh a little bit. So I thought I'd just call in and say, you know, I'm old school.
All right, Jenny, always great
Thanks,
to hear from
Jenny.
You. Thanks
Appreciate
so much
it.
For your call. Let's go to Bruce in Raytown. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, I've had asthma when I was a young boy all my life, allergic to cats and horses mm-hmm. and some dogs. And when I was in my 50s, I decided to change my toothpaste, and I changed from that store-bought stuff with all those chemicals in it mm-hmm. to the stuff I get the stuff from Nature's Pantry and also from my dentist that doesn't have all those chemicals. All it has in it is what you need. And my asthma is totally gone.
Really?
Wow.
I went to my son's house and I could sleep in his guest room where the cat slept under the bed one night and didn't bother me a bit.
Wow.
And crazy. So,
and I can
and that was just your toothpaste?
Again. Yeah, toothpaste. All the chemicals in the toothpaste. And I also roller skated with a young girl that was like 14 years old that had asthma all of her life, and I gave her a tube of that toothpaste, and within a month I came back and saw her, and her parents said that she's off all of her medications. and they were spending $1,000 on medications every month.
Crazy. Thanks for your call. I'm just looking this up. Flavoring agents like mint and cinnamohalide,
sure.
Propylene glycol, and sodium lauryl sulfate can trigger asthma symptoms in sensitive individuals. Some ingredients are linked to respiratory issues, including wheezing, rhinitis, which I think is stuff he knows, and shortness of breath. For individuals with sensitivities, using SLS-free toothpaste and avoiding specific flavorings may prevent reactions.
Crazy. I feel like baking soda is the answer to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because you can, I feel like you could just, because there is baking soda toothpaste. Like that's a lot of, when I was looking up, it's going to be time to give the dog her first bath here mm-hmm. pretty soon, which I haven't done, and it's going to be a disaster. And I thought, I don't have dog shampoo. And if you look online, like, what can I use instead? Baking soda.
Really?
With water. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of Dawn, heavily, yeah. highly
done
diluted. But yeah, baking soda will do everything, it seems
right.
like.
Yeah. And Dawn also will clean.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it cleans the ducks on the beach.
Yeah.
That get oil on them. It's perfect yeah. for that. Yes, Quentin.
You stole my joke.
Oh, really?
I was going to say, if it's good enough for the ducks, it's good enough for me, but whatever.
I'm so sorry.
I had asthma growing up,
yeah.
and eventually, I was one of the kids, I had to have like a humidifier. Vicks Vapor Rub was my best friend for years, between that and Delsym. Mm. So winter used to like terrify me because I would have trouble sleeping. I had to sleep almost upright. It was awful. And then eventually... it was one of those things that I was just able to outgrow
mm-hmm.
as my, I don't know if it was just my lungs got healthier or what, but I was able to outgrow it and I don't have that problem. I'd have my tonsils and with adenoids removed
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid.
The glands. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had all sorts of breathing problems as a kid.
Teddy Roosevelt was famously a very sickly child
mm-hmm.
and had a really bad asthma and... because of that, his mentality was it pissed him off that his body was rebelling against him. So he constantly fought against that by drinking like 8 pots of coffee a day and being a lunatic. But I'm only saying this as an example of a person who somehow conquered it. I'm not saying mm-hmm. everybody can do this. I know asthma is an affliction,
mm-hmm.
but he was able to basically beat it by just constantly forcing himself to run upstairs and run around and be a, you know, energetic kook. It worked for him. So I, again, that's not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's Teddy Roosevelt, but it just shows like how an affliction can actually be almost a superpower.
Cause
he used it as leverage. Like, I'm not going to let my body decide what it can do.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, HBO Max is raising prices again. And what is subscription fatigue? What subs are you unsubbing? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally.
so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
that's how it happened.
So, that's in the trailer, they say the F-bomb? I would think in the trailer it would have been clean.
Apparently not.
Early in the trailer, too.
Fantastic. All right. Anyway.
So anyway, the new season of The Pit, season two, will premiere. I don't know if we have a date. Is it January 8th? I can't remember. But
yeah,
it's in early January.
Yep.
And on November 20th is when HBO Max, which airs The Pit, is going to raise their prices.
Yeah. They're going up $1 for like the most basic package, but then everything like with ads, all of that. Disney, Apple Plus, and Netflix are all announcing price increases in recent months. And HBO Max is like, well, if they're doing it, then why wouldn't we do it? You know, I knew this when this started, when these streaming platforms started coming out in like the late teens and early 20s, it was really big, obviously, during COVID. And they were all like, it's only $5 a month. I was like, yeah, no way.
Yeah.
No, there's no way that's staying. They're just getting you addicted, and then you're going to have to keep it. So they're charging more and more. I don't have the prices in front of me. I saw it last night. What are they?
So they have three tiers. They have the ad-supported basic plan, they have the standard plan, and they have a premium tier.
Yeah.
And the basic plan is going to go up by $1. The standard plan is going to go up by $1.50. And the premium tier, which is higher video quality and more simultaneous streams, goes up by $2. So the lowest plan will go up to $11 a month. The highest plan goes up to $23
a month.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did this happen with cable?
Yes.
Every 6 to 8 to 12 months?
This is one of the reasons that people ditched cable and started going to these a la carte streaming programs is because cable went from in the late 90s to you having maybe 50 channels to that cost maybe $50 a month to then when satellite came out and everything like that, years later, costing over $100, $120, $130, and you were still only getting 50 channels with anything worth watching on them, if that.
Yeah.
And then the quality started going down. And then suddenly all the good shows were on streaming platforms. And so you just didn't care anymore. There's a thing called subscription fatigue. Mm-hmm. And that's where people are just tired of having to keep up with the pricing, but also what show is on what channel.
Yeah.
Where can I find this? How do I get that? Is that something I can have on my Android phone? Or is it something, is it only for Apple phones, et cetera? And so people are unsubscribing from a lot of services. Every year now, the number of people subscribing to platforms is going down. From Brad just texted me, said he's getting rid of Disney Plus and Hulu. I had YouTube TV forever, for like 7 or 8 years. As soon as it came out, I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to get this. Because when it first came out, it was only $50 for basically cable. And then it went up to over $90 a month. And I was like, I don't watch most of the channels on this. And now that I'm in Kansas City, I don't need it to watch football games.
Right.
So screw it. I'll just get an antenna. And I'll just tell people what I have. I have an antenna hooked up to this thing called Tablo, which makes it possible for me to watch that antenna TV on four different TVs in the house. It works over the internet. It's fantastic. It also has a DVR in it, and it records everything. That's how I watch most television now.
Yeah.
Is over the air. There's still plenty of great shows out there, and I mostly watch football on TV anyway as far as a live product. So there you go. I watch football, Saturday Night Live, a couple of network shows, and I'll be honest with you, if there's a show that I want to see bad enough, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll figure it
or
out.
Or worst case, I'm going to pay for HBO Max.
For like a month.
Until the pit is
done. It's over.
Yeah. And then, which is going to drag out because the pit does one per week. That's fine. I'll watch it for, I'll pay for it for 3 months, whatever.
If they were smart, they would put their best shows, like HBO Max would do that. Like if you really like Peacemaker, well, it's only one episode a month.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get one a month and then just drag it out. So you have to stay subscribed.
The only one I actually pay for that I would drop, Netflix has not yet figured out that my mom is on my account, on my Netflix account, and she watches quite a bit of Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll just keep paying for it. But it's the only one I pay for. I get Hulu free from a credit card. I get Peacock free from a credit card. Mm-hmm. There's probably room. I should look and see. There might be room for me to get HBO Max for free on a card also. I'm paying for Amazon Prime anyway.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday. So, but otherwise I wouldn't. And I wouldn't be paying for Peacock if that wasn't a perk of a card.
So downloading movies and TV shows obviously is illegal and people shouldn't do it. That's wrong. But there is, I do have like kind of a moral gray area that I'm kind of inquisitive about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, there's an app on my TV. It's an Amazon Fire Stick, and you can put pretty much any app you want on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows me to watch live sporting events that aren't necessarily broadcast in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of them are on cable, but a lot of them are just getting the local feed from, say, I want to watch the Steelers versus the Eagles, but it's not being broadcast in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just go on this app and watch the local feed of that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that illegal? Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Because I'm still watching free TV.
Yeah.
I'm just not following the exact rules that the network has set out.
Is somebody losing money by you doing it the way you're doing it?
Nah, I guess not. I mean, I don't think so. Because it's a free, it's an over-the-air broadcast that just happens to be shown digitally through this app.
Okay. Yeah. But I would say as long as you're not, somebody else isn't losing money.
You're breaking the blackout rules.
I know. That's it. I'm violating NFL policy. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're violating whatever the TV, CBS would carry that game. So you're violating the CBS blackout rules.
I mean, I guess it hurts local businesses in a way because I'm not watching their advertisements and I'm watching weird advertisements for sometimes it's Canadian.
That's fun.
Yeah, there's a Canadian network that airs some games mm-hmm. and it's fun watching their commercials because it's like, mm-hmm. hey, we all know we have healthcare. We all know you're covered. You don't need to pay anything. But if you just want a little bit of a better plan than you're getting from the government healthcare, try this app. It's great.
How many Tim Hortons ads have you seen?
I've seen a couple of those. The big one is some like Royal Canadian Bank or something like that. I think that's what it's called with Will Arnett. And I'll tell you this. You watch the Canadian channels. They are so freaking proud of being Canadian. They are so happy and just like, yeah, in Canada, we know we're better than everyone else.
Uh-huh.
It's like this weird self-righteous and self-assured confidence that you do not really see in America anymore. There's very few American ads that are like, America's better than everyone else on the planet. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a couple of truck commercials, but that's it. Every Canadian commercial is like, we know we're better than those lousy Americans, right? Mm-hmm. Poutine for life!
Okay.
Maybe I should be
what are you dropping?
The Dodgers are going to win the World Series against the Blue Jays.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. What sub are you unsubbering? What is it? And kind of a reverse too. What do you refuse to give up?
Yeah.
What is a sub that you, I am not subscribed to any streaming networks or channels anymore. I refuse to give up my NFL Plus subscription. There you go.
Okay.
That's that.
Okay.
913-586-7798. You just text them in. What sub do you refuse to give up? And what sub could you not wait to just cancel? What platform, streaming service, whatever it was, do you just hear like good riddance? 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What subscriptions are you getting rid of? Or which ones, and if you're going to text in, please clarify which will you never get rid of?
From the text line, Paramount Plus, I refuse to pay for 5 different Star Treks. Also, they canceled Colbert. Audible, that's a good one. The Audible is tough because it makes you feel like you're illiterate if you cancel it or you don't care about literature.
Is it Libby? Is that the app Libby that you can get from the library?
This is Katie's hack on that too. Is Libby and Hoopla?
Yeah,
they're literally, if you have a library card, you can use Libby and Hoopla, and there's another one, and just use them for audiobooks or
check out
PDFs.
Audiobooks the same way that you do.
Yeah, so it's free. There's no point in using Audible. Food box subscription. I can chop an onion without financing it. Thank you very much.
okay.
I have a bunch. This is the problem, too. I know I have like a bunch that are just little, like $2, $3.
Oh, yeah.
Google Drive. Mm-hmm. I know I pay way too much probably for that. It's probably like $6 a month. I don't need it, but I have too much stuff now on my Google Drive that I would have to put on like an external hard drive that would cost me $200. So it's just, what's the point?
You pay for online storage of your stuff?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have like 20 years of... everything I've ever done in radio, I start off when Google Docs was called Writely. Okay. So everything I've done since 2008 is in Google Docs. And I just, it takes up like over a terabyte now.
You can buy a 2 terabyte external hard drive.
I know.
For like, it's not that expensive. Move it all. I mean, that's a pain.
You can just drag and drop it.
Yeah. And then move it all. And then I lose that hard drive. And then what do I do?
Well, it's an external hard drive.
Yeah,
it's like a big flash drive.
Okay.
I think this is funny because that is actually what I have, but
if I bought that, that's like how much money is that saving me in the long run?
Well, based on how long you've had this subscription.
Well, the subscription is only like $4 a month. So the hard drive is what? 40, 50, so it's saving me a year's worth of that. Big deal.
But look, I bought it. I
dropped that much on soda today. I don't care.
I bought a 2 terabyte external hard drive from Walmart when I was in college. I think you can get one and you can clean out your Google Drive feed.
No, I don't try. I don't. I'm not going to. I'm too afraid.
It's the work. I don't blame you. At this point, if you've done it this way for that long, I don't know that I'd change my system either.
It's also, I have a lot of stuff on there that if I lost, I would feel like I just lost 20 years of my life.
I'd be more worried about Google doing something to it.
Me too.
Well, there's that.
Google losing it or something, then, like, I'm not going to lose my hard drive, but I would worry more about Google. Excuse me.
Whoa.
I just occurred. Give me a second.
You need
to
hit dump again?
Not this time. It just occurred to me, I am paying for Amazon Music. I forgot about that. I need to change that. Mm. I've been saying that for 2 or 3 years. I need to figure out a different source for music. Amazon Music was great initially, and I've had it for a very long time. When I didn't have to, it was just very easy to add songs to your pool of songs. And then a lot of it was deleted. A lot of it went away. And I had to go back in and re-find songs and stuff like that. I need to get rid of Amazon Music.
I still have a YouTube Premium. I have that. And the reason I justified that is because YouTube Premium, if you don't know, is just, it makes it so you don't have to see ads. Mm-hmm. My justification for it is I used to use a lot more audio from YouTube live on air. Mm-hmm. And now we don't really do that as much on this show.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a justification for keeping it other than I hate ads. And I listen to YouTube. I watched a lot of videos on YouTube during the day. So I don't know.
Somebody make a suggestion for me for an alternative, because what I want, and I'm very basic about my music. I'm very basic about it. I just want to be able to, when I like a song, hit a little button that adds it to a big list of songs that I like, that I can divide into playlists and that kind of stuff. I need an alternative to Amazon Music.
You could listen to the radio, Jamie.
Yeah.
Shut up.
How dare you?
Shut
What century is this? So go to Dave in Liberty. Hey, Dave.
Hey, gang.
Hey.
I'm one of those weak people. I'm not getting rid of any of my streaming services.
Okay.
Because it's still cheaper than going to the movies.
How many do you have? How many streaming services?
Okay, HBO Max, Hulu, Disney Plus, Prime, Peacock, Paramount Plus.
My gosh.
I don't know who I've missed. Okay, now with Paramount
Plus. That's six.
I get that through my Walmart card. So I was paying $12 a month for that. But then when I got my $75 yearly subscription for Walmart, it was included in it. So I'm like, okay, I'm ahead of that.
Yeah.
One or two of the others I share with one of my kids, like you, Jamie. But the thing is, HBO Max got me hooked on Peacemaker.
Yes.
Got me hooked on Task. Got me hooked on everything. Plus, just like in another 2 weeks, Weapons is going to be debuting on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Want to see that movie. I've been dying to see that movie. If I went to the theater and took my wife, you're looking at $40-$50, and I get to watch it for $10. Well, they just raised
it enough, but $12, but
if you really think about it, even though I'm paying $60 in streaming, it's still cheaper than going to the movie theater. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's
like, but there's a lot of stuff you're going to see that aren't going to be in the movie theater.
Thanks for waiting and thanks for your call. Mm-hmm. The difference to me, and I've gone over this too. I've gone to the movies with my kids and my family and spent like $100. And you're like, what the hell happened? Like, what is going on? But it's also the experience. I won't remember if I watched a movie at home. I will remember.
Right, that's true.
I will remember taking my son to go see it. I'll remember the reaction from the audience and the, whether people were laughing at one scene or people were freaking out or screaming at another. So that's what makes it worth it, is the shared experience. But I do get it. It's expensive. People are refusing to give up on these subs. New York Times Games, because Wordle, that costs? You're paying for Wordle?
Okay.
All right. Disney Plus, it's the babysitter that never calls in sick. Well, congratulations on admitting that. And this is actually going to be I'll save this take a little bit. I'll throw it out there. But this is actually going to be in Unpopular Opinions today. Is my local paper. Somebody's got to fund all of the local journalists out there doing God's work.
Ads can fund that.
Yeah. So we need to talk about that. Somebody had that for Unpopular Opinions. It's worth all of the paywalls and all that stuff that you see for local newspapers is worth it because it means you're funding local journalism. Yeah, I know. I see the look on your face, and I agree with you 100%, but we'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Kindle Unlimited, it's cheaper than therapy, but almost as effective. That's another one, though. I had Kindle Unlimited for a while, and I just I read a lot, but I wasn't really, I didn't feel like it was necessary. Yeah. Again, because you can get most of that from the library.
There are ways to get that stuff.
It's free.
For free. Yeah. But it's good that you're reading. I guess that's good.
From the text line, Jonathan, don't feel bad about having Google Drive. I still have Dropbox. Yikes.
Okay. I mean, all right.
All right. Let's go to Candace in Kansas City. Hey, Candace.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Fun topic. Reminds everybody to go check what they need to cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I do some of the basic stuff, Netflix with ads, because I actually kind of want the ads. It keeps me from just going down the rabbit hole of multiple hours of watching. It sort of breaks things up a little bit.
Sure.
But the thing is, if I'm going to start a series, I will not start it until the series is over. So, yes, that means I wait and I don't get the newest stuff. However, it has saved me numerous hours on things like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, because
it ended so poorly. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not want to invest hours and hours and emotional energy into a series that's just going to drop the ball at the end. And it seems like so many do. I made an exception for Mindhunter.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Researching it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Before researching it, and now I'm just living in bitterness.
That was the best show. That was the best show. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm so glad you called, Candace, and we're going to let you go because we need to move on. Need to go to break ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But Mindhunter was the best show on Netflix, and then they just went, nah, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
We're not, no. I know it's critically acclaimed. We know everybody loves it. We don't care. I agree with her. I'm hesitant to embrace a show because I'm worried that it's going to go bad because mm-hmm. I'm still burned from Game of Thrones as well as a lot of others. My thing isn't necessarily waiting for the show to end, but I am going to wait for it to be through season three.
Okay.
Before, The Pit is an exception to that.
Yes.
I'm going to wait for it to get usually until season three because I want to make sure it's not going to get canceled.
Right.
If you get through season three, they're not canceling you.
Yes.
Because you're making too much money. Like Stranger Things has been now, 5 years in between seasons? And they're right. Like, that's fine. Get to it when you can. 913-586-7798. What subs are you unsubbing and what subscriptions do you refuse to give up? Do some more of this coming up on Midday.
All right. Thank you for the suggestion of Pandora, maybe as an alternative to Amazon Music. I'm looking into it, although it looks like for it to be apples to apples, it's the same price. Because I don't want the ads. I don't want all that.
We're talking about what subs are you unsubbing or which ones you refuse to get rid of. Let's go to Kurt in OP. Kurt, you have about a minute. What do you have to say about this?
Okay, I'll make it a minute. The only one I have basically is Apple Music. I used Amazon Prime for a time, but I really don't have any time for streaming services. And my girlfriend has Tubi, but she uses that for the haves and the have-nots. It's a great show. She got me on that one. So I don't have a use for it. It's just one more thing you got to pay in addition to all the other streaming services. I know Paramount Plus is a good one and this and that, but I really don't have a use for any of them right now.
Yeah, I mean, God bless you. For the most part, I also don't. I don't watch that much television. Most of the stuff that I consume is with sports. I can get over the air through an antenna, especially now that I live back in Kansas City. But the other thing is I watch a lot of YouTube. Like I didn't, I didn't realize that. But I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay,
and almost every podcast now has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch their YouTube channel or whatever. That's how I consume most of them. And just in general, if you did what app I'm on most, it's YouTube because I also fall asleep listening.
I wondered like how much of it also is
YouTube
just
videos.
Scrolling on YouTube.
Yeah, and
which is what I do.
I think it's mostly like it's probably 6 hours a night than just a YouTube video playing while I'm sleeping.
I mean, if you're spending that much time on it, that's worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
They need to start working on subliminal advertising because it would work. coming up, unpopular opinions. Here's the first one we're going to start with. People buy too much junk and then blame the economy for them being broke. Really? You think that's an unpopular opinion? Talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.